Manifested. I got it. Unmanifested. I'm waiting on it.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. What's your problem?
Ian, we've got hours and hours of Ian saying that you don't even have to know what you're saying. If you say it, it is. He's now saying that's the essence of creation. It's not manifest.
No, that you're not. When you say it, that's the essence of creation, and it is. But it's not a manifest. It is. It just is.
So it is. Maybe you've got your eyes closed to it. It still is, but. Okay. You have to open them up.
I want to be a billionaire. Well, you are probably more than likely already are. You just don't recognize it yet.
You're getting this, people? Whole new, everything for the last 2 years can collapse. This is a whole new era. And it doesn't, we don't even know what Ian is saying. Here.
Pull up a chair and a tapestry pillow and have you a little bob.
Yeah, okay. When is it manifested?
When you see it.
When you see it. So you believe in what you see? He walked right into
it.
We didn't say see it, we said have it.
Would you have it? So how does one have...
You can have the clap and not see it, Bob.
So, okay, Kim, you squeeze the lemon. You're not getting it, so you squeeze here. What does he mean? What's he getting at? It's not clear what he's saying. If you're thinking and observing and noting properly what's being happening.
So if you create something and it is...
The essence of it is...
It's recognizing
and you line
experience.
Up vibrationally with it. Then it is your manifestation.
It is your manifestation. So there's steps then. So you say
everything is. That's why people say, I want $1 million, and they call and say, where's my $1 million? Well, they're acknowledging that they don't have $1 million. Okay, I have $1 million, now I want another $1 million. Now you're recognizing that you have $1 million, and that's good, and then you're closer to the vibrational proximity to get the second million in about 2.3 seconds. Because then they turn around and say, well, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and we go, exactly, that they're vibrationally matched up to it. So for them to manifest something twice or 10 times or instantly is way easier than somebody that ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. Because they're lined up with not having... a pot to pee in, nor a window to throw it out of.
Okay, so James, this is a disservice of all culture. In the very tradition, and Ian says it's better than writing. You get rants like this, but he's not even considering how we're getting whatever he's saying, and you can't follow it all the way, and so he's just making up noise.
I followed it.
What did he say?
He said that there are stages, so there's the stage of saying a word, and as soon as you say a word, of what you desire, then it is. However, you have to line up vibrationally in order to...
Yeah, how do you line up? How do you line up vibrationally?
He just said, if you already have some of what you want, it's easier than if you don't have it. So you have to work harder if you don't have anything.
That didn't make any sense.
Yes, it did.
Well, you don't know.
It's confidence. It's confidence in getting what you want because you already got it.
And you're used to it, and that's normal for you. You're used to flipping on the switch and the light coming on. If you'd never had electricity, that might be a big vibrational jump, Bob.
Yeah, so you see how he's failing to communicate, Carol.
No, I get it.
But look at this.
You live it. I get it.
But look at this. You caught a door. From the first galaxy, he's the latest message, just came in. He screams, oh my God, Ion is wrong. But Bob, you yourself stayed on this program that Ion has always proven correct in the end. May I humbly suggest an alternate theory. Ion is a fake and Bob is a dipshit.
Yay! Finally, we got some clarification.
Yeah. By the way, I don't want...